coming up on episode number 900. All the fanfare, all the balloons, all the doves released into the sky for episode 900. And today's theme is... there's no theme. It's 10 songs that I really enjoy that, as far as I know, I've never played on the previous 899 episodes of Coverville. It's time to rectify that. Some of my favorite covers that have never been aired. It's the only theme you're going to find tonight. It's episode 900, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, September 18th, 2012. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to episode 900 of Coverville. As I mentioned in the intro, there's no theme to tonight's show. No connection that all these songs have. They're just songs that I highly rated as I listened to, you know, the little time that I get to listen to the music in my library, I try and rate things. Rate the covers that I've gotten here. And these are all ones that I rated really high and also found that I'd never played on the show, so it's kind of surprising. I've played these artists before on the show, especially artist number one. As a matter of fact, played him on episode number one of Coverville, going all the way back to September 2004. Yes, 8 years ago. How's that? Jason Faulkner, member of the band Jellyfish and the Grays, and a dynamite solo artist, in 2001 released an album called Everyone Says It's On. It was a two CD set. One album was all new material. The second album was all covers. Guess which one's my favorite? Here's his cover of a song by Brian Eno entitled Burning Airlines Give You So Much More.
Papers in Japan. your heart for my reflection? Do your eyes stay with me when you say goodbye? Watch out for my changes in direction. Follow me to feeling same as I. Hope you feel the way I do. I hope you feel my love for you. Don't believe it if you're not convinced of me. Please come back along the trembling pain. Every time you give yourself not lovingly, you upset the grace of living when you lie. Yes, you do. Upset the grace of living when you love. I hope you feel the way I do. I hope you feel my love for you. Your heart for my reflection. Do your eyes stay with me when you say goodbye? Watch out for my changes in direction. Follow me to feeling same as I. I hope you feel the way I do. I hope you feel my love for you. Don't believe it if you're not convinced of me. Please come back along the changing sky. Every time you give yourself not lovingly, you upset the grace of living when you lie. You upset the grace of living when you lie. You upset the grace of living when you lie. You upset the grace of living when you lie.
Shut up, Howard.
Friend of really fast, mumbled something about a bus pass. As I've ever unseen as this each moment was the lust. Drops of blood, colors slide through the moon.
Cover of a song originally by Big Audio Dynamite. That was the project that Mick Jones did after he left The Clash. Put out, I would say, probably half a dozen studio albums and a couple remix albums and some great stuff. And wish I knew what they were doing right now. That is Flago covering E equals MC squared, originally by Big Audio Dynamite. You'll find that on a 2009 collection called Death to the 80s. Really, really cool collection of music. And I don't expect I'm going to be doing a Big Audio Dynamite cover story anytime soon. So great time to bring that one out. Right before that, a song called You Upset the Grace of Living When You Die. I'm sorry, You Upset the Grace of Living When You Lie. Let's correct that. Originally by Tim Hardin, covered there by Dr. Robert. Now, Dr. Robert, the former lead singer of one of my favorite 80s bands called the Blow Monkeys, if you're familiar with Blow Monkeys at all. That's Dr. Robert is the lead vocalist and style-conscious front man for the band. That one comes from an album he put out in 1997 called Other Folk, and he's actually started moving away from the sound of the Blow Monkeys, which was a very polished orchestral new wave pop, synth pop, and kind of more into traditional analog instruments. Really cool change for him, and I think his voice just goes with whatever he decides he's going to perform with. Really cool. Dr. Robert, You Upset the Grace of Living When You Lie. And we start off the set with one of those songs that has one of those questionable titles, right? Probably banned by the FCC, especially after an air disaster of some sort. Burning Airlines, Give You So Much More by Jason Faulkner from his 2001 release, Everyone Says It's On, and it is the album made up of covers in that two-album set. Both, it's worth picking up for the originals and the covers. I mean, he's one of my favorite artists, so always happy to play Jason Faulkner. Let's talk about one of the sponsors for today, Think Geek, stuff for smart masses. And I love cookies. Who doesn't love cookies, right? And who doesn't love Star Trek? You can combine your love for Star Trek and your love for cookies right now by picking up the Star Trek Cookie Cutter Collection. It's a set of five cookie cutters. You got your your Enterprise, your Vulcan greeting thing, the Klingon logo, the Starfleet logo, and a phaser, all perfectly made for making cookies with. Really, really cool set and perfect for the Star Trek lover, or cookie lover for that matter, in your life. You can pick them up right now from ThinkGeek or any of the other thousands of great products. Make sure you go to coverville.com, scroll down to the right side of the page where you'll find that ThinkGeek box, that banner. Click that. That'll take you to ThinkGeek, and anything you buy there, no matter what it is, anything you buy there helps me out, gives me a little bit of a kickback, and it's money that goes right back into the show. The Star Trek cookie cutter is just one of the great things you can find right now at ThinkGeek.com. All right, so maybe you're not super familiar with that Brian Eno track or the Tim Hardin original or maybe Big Audio Dynamite. Let's move into stuff for the rest of the show that is a little bit more common, a little bit more familiar to all, including a band that came out of Ireland, a four-member band that came out of Ireland in the late 70s, early 80s. I'm talking about U2. How about a cover by David Garrett from his album Rock Symphonies, where he combines Vivaldi and U2 to make Vertigo.
We'll be right back. still not messed around. I'm having fun, don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. I won't let you in again. The messages I've tried to send, my information's just not going in. Burning bridges shore to shore, I'll break away from something more. I'm not to not to love until it's cheap. Cause I've been there, done that, messed around, and I'm having fun, but don't put me down. I'll never let you sweep me off my feet. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. This time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. I won't let you turn around and tell me now I'm much too proud to walk away from something when it's dead. Do your dirty words come out to play when you are hurt? There's certain things that should be left unsaid. Tick, 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 tick on the watch, and life's too short for me to stop. Oh, baby, your time is running out. I won't let you turn around and tell me now I'm much too proud. All you do is fill me up with doubt. This time, baby, I'll be.
trying to tell you. It will if you don't even try, try, try. Tonight I gotta get loose, loose. Get off my silly shoes, please.
Hollywood Mon Amour with a cover of Mon Amour. There we go. With a cover of Kenny Loggins' theme to the movie Footloose, of course. That one comes from Hollywood Mon Amour's only album. It came out in 2008, but they are also, well, the person behind that project was the same person who was behind the Nouvelle Vague project that released three albums, and hopefully we see something new coming from them very, very soon. Hollywood Mon Amour, an album entirely made up of covers of songs from movies. Really, really cool cover there of Footloose. Before that, Bulletproof, not from the film Bulletproof, but originally by LaRue. That one covered and included on the Triple J Like a Virgin Volume 6 that came out in 2010, recorded by a group called The Boat People. And then we start off the set with Vivaldi versus Vertigo by David Garrett from his 2010 album Rock Symphonies. Of course, a cover of the U2 song, or probably more a cover of the Vivaldi song mashed up with the U2 song. And I'm no stranger to good cover mashups. I won't play a straight mashup on this show, but I will play a cover mashup. One really quick mention of a sponsor, and then we get back to the music. Bluehost, bluehost.com. Check them out. It's the website that I've used for almost 8 years for Coverville. Professional web hosting for just $4.95 a month. Unlimited everything on it. You want to find out more? Go to Bluehost.com. Actually, better yet, go to Coverville.com and click on the link for Bluehost. That'll take you right to their site where you can see the current offer, the current deal, and take advantage of that deal. When you do, as long as you start from the Coverville site, they give me a little bit of money to help keep the show going. So check out Bluehost.com. All right. Last set of music. Slowing things down for this first track. It's one that just raises the hairs on my arm. I love it so much. It's so gorgeous. And this was kind of a hit, so it might be a song you're already familiar with. Joan Osborne, who released that song in the 90s called One of Us, you know, What If God Was One of Us, has released some great covers over the years, and even an entire, an album that was mostly covers, mostly Motown covers. Also released this one on her 2008 album, Little Wild One. A lot of people don't know. It's a cover of Jump Little Children. Here is her take on Cathedrals.
Feathers and bronze and concrete, faded colors, pieces left incomplete. The line moves slowly past the electric fence, across the borders between continents, in the cathedrals of New York and Rome. There is a feeling that you should just go home and spend a lifetime finding out just where that is. Architecture is slowly peeling, marble statues and glass dividers. Someone is watching all of the outsiders. The line moves slowly through the numbered gate, past the mosaic of the head of state, in the kneeling, sonic landscapes, echoing vistas. Someone is listening from a safe distance. The line moves slowly into a fading light, a final moment in the dead of night.
Again, you're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. But I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a cider drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink. Where he sings the songs that remind him of the good times, the good times. He sings the songs that remind him of the better times to come. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never gonna keep me down. Pissing the night away. Pissing the night away. Pissing the night away. Pissing.
sleeping wide awake. There's some pills that I shouldn't take. And I said, alright, let's see.
Originally by Scandal, featuring Patti Smythe. I think that's how they credited themselves. They were Scandal featuring Patti Smythe. A song called Goodbye to You, covered there by Mirrorball Associates. Now, see, if I were to ever do a final show, I guess sometime, right? At some point, I will have to do a final show. I'll probably include a cover of Goodbye to You, but You don't want to be misleading, right? This is not the last show. This is just episode 900. So it's goodbye to this episode. And hello to the 900s, 901 coming up. Before that, oh, I'm sorry, Mirabal Associates. That one comes from a 2008 collection called Mirabal Associates Covers Volume 1. Here it is 4 years later and no Volume 2 in sight. Aw, that's a bummer because I really like that. By the way, vocalist on there is Kristen Kelly. Great cover there of Scandal's Goodbye to You. Before that, Counting Crows from that album, that great album that came out this year called Underwater Sunshine, or What We Did on Our Summer Vacation. Counting Crows and a cover of Hospital, originally by Kobe Brown. Such a great song, and I got to see them do that live here in Denver at the Paramount Theater this year, doing a lot of stuff from that Underwater Sunshine album. So, so good. Angus and Julia Stone right before that with a cover of Tub Thumping. Didn't realize that I included two songs from the Like a Virgin series. This one came from Volume 3, which came out in 2007, so I didn't pull from the same album, at least. Angus and Julia Stone, a brother and sister duo from Australia, who were raised by a parents who were also a folk duo. Tub Thumping, right there, originally, of course, by Chumbawamba, covered there by Angus and Julia Stone. We started off with a Jump Little Children cover by Joan Osborne. As a matter of fact, I got to see her perform this live too, now that I think about it. Cathedrals, which she released on her 2008 album, Little Wild One, and a great, great version that just always gets to me. It's such a beautiful, beautiful song. Cathedrals by Joan Osborne. And with that, we launch our way into the 900s. Next episode, going to be 901. Now, if you are a Coverville citizen, you know what that means. That means now that episode 900 is done, the flood of packages starts to go out of the house here as quickly as Tina and I can assemble them. If you're a Coverville citizen and you're getting the regular package, then you'll get a t-shirt, the brand new t-shirt designed by Chris, who's a listener, goes by the name Rack Shatner, a gorgeous 900th lounge Martini Girl inspired t-shirt. This thing is gorgeous and I'm so excited to send this out, as well as a DVD containing episodes 801 through 900. If you're not on the list, if you're not a Coverville citizen, don't worry, it's not too late. Just go to coverville.com and sign up to be a Coverville citizen and you will get this t-shirt, you will get this DVD shipped right to you wherever you are in the world. And of course, if you're a Key to the City member, you get all this and you get extra bonus shows, Lyrics Undercover and stuff. All that information there at coverville.com. Just look at the tab marked Citizenship and find out more about becoming a Coverville citizen. All right, and that is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER. That's 206-222-2683. You can also visit coverville.com for everything else you need. It's all right there, coverville.com. We will be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of Coverville. Stay tuned for that. They'll be coming up in just a couple days. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville's also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they've got 900 problems, but a podcast ain't one. Nice.
podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.